Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm Brett's white butt glory in the sun.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, guys?
Good. What a crazy two episodes.
Yeah, it finally got good. It only took like
10 episodes.
Yeah, 10 episodes.
This is how good the episode was. I have 10 other names I could have used. Taste his blood in my mouth. Ken loves me. Holly, Hannah needs a bar of soap. Alone time with Ken. Is Feshbeck back on the island? Mannequin challenge. Don't lose your concentration. Then shut up, Jeff. And then get a piece of the rock.
Yeah, it was. It's a shame it took this long to. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being more hating on this season than.
I think you're hating.
It needs
a little
to
too
be
much.
Hated on, but I feel like this season's kind of been a disappointment. But these two episodes I thought were very, very good.
Well, it's a wild, wild, wild finish. It's like, why would you take a chance on the rock?
And that was the thing. So Jessica was clearly warned, and then, like, bless her heart, she's the one that ended up going home. I mean, it was just set up to be a Greek tragedy, right? Well, like, you don't want to go to rocks. You don't want to go to rocks.
And I get anything can happen, but. But basically, you're taking out somebody that would be in your alliance, so you're going to be kind of on the outs anyway. Wouldn't you rather take a chance, like a 1 in 6 chance that it's not going to be you, and then one of the other people's alliance is going to get hit? Like, no. Isn't that a better situation?
If there would have been like 1 in 8, 1 in 9, maybe, but 1 in 6.
Then knowing for sure you are damning your alliance.
But still, I live to play. My approach is always live to play another day.
Yeah.
Anything, because you see, Jay is still in the game.
Yeah, it's
true. How is Jay still in the game?
Well, he won immunity.
I know, yeah, but still. his name didn't even come up. He didn't get a vote.
Bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Can we all agree at this point that Ken is either going to go out at 4 for being a huge threat or go all the way to the end?
I think he's a 4.
I think he's
a
4
a 10,
because he's
thankfully,
terrible.
If he goes out next week, then he literally is Ken the 10.
Ken's biggest weakness, he's not good at the puzzles.
Ken actually was the one trying tonight at the puzzle. Jay and Will were just kind of standing there like,
He had a 4-hour head start, and they still couldn't win.
Yeah. Jay's going to kill me for the cough. I've explained this already on how many podcasts now. I'm on amoxicillin. It's getting worse because it's breaking up. By this time next week, my 10 days of medicine will be over, and I will be cough-free.
I know everybody appreciates Russ cough, so...
I hate Russ cough.
So right now you have Russ cough.
No, it's not that bad because I'm not going... or whatever he does.
It's a nervous twitch.
Well, mine's not a nervous twitch. Regardless, back to Survivor. We had, I would say that the second part of this episode tonight was probably the best episode of the season. I mean, you had a clear storyline, you know.
This season, yeah, that's not even a...
We had some amazing
moments. I think everyone will agree on that one.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. It's not that hard for it to be the best, but Colin, I still think... Go through your list of reasons why, because I think they are good reasons.
Okay, well, it was finally set up. Like, it was very clearly drawn out. Like, here is a story that is going to happen. We have these two people that 30 seconds before, you know, were working together and to try to take out a big threat. And then all of a sudden, you know, the next morning, they're like, all right, well, this is it. Like, we've got this war coming. We've got these two armies. We got to scramble to put them together, and we have these, you know, two people that are definitely playing each other. Then we had hilarious comedy in the challenge, and them trying to like do the worm across the sand, which was just spectacular. We had the come from behind victory, we had the amazing moment at the immunity challenge between Brett and Zeke. That was so great. That was so touching. And I know we'll talk about it more when we get to that part. What else? We had, you know, scrambling and people drawing lines in the sand and trying to actually come up with some strategy and loyalties. And I thought it was a great episode. It had a lot of heart. And then it ended with a huge climax in which somebody who was like an innocent bystander in all this ends up going home, who ironically was the person that was supposed to go home the night before. So it's just... It's like Final Destination, Survivor.
Well, and David already saved her once, you know.
I would argue she was an innocent bystander because she had the last vote. She could have just voted for Hannah.
That's true. I mean, she wasn't. She made the choice. She was warned. And then in the end, you know, like irony or whatever came back to bite her. But that's right. David saved her the first time. And now because she falls on the sword for David. You had David that got completely tricked, like... Yeah, Adam and David got completely fooled at the actual vote. Where
but
he
was
going to
play on himself, so he's still fooled regardless. Like, I don't know why he didn't play for Hannah there when it was clear it was going to be Hannah.
Except they, like Zeke had said, it's all theatrics at Tribal, and his army was whispering, vote Ken, vote Ken. And they got him to burn that idol for somebody that didn't get a single vote. That is crazy. Like, that was... Very well played. Very well played.
Well, at the very least, it kept Ken safe in the rock drawing contest.
Well, they also know that David is paranoid. So right. You just any little...
But I think Adam was doing it from I don't think he was doing it to mess him up. I think
No.
He was fooled, genuinely.
Yeah.
The other people were like, hey, just get into Adam's, you know, get into David's head and he'll freak out.
And they did. I mean, well played. And then you had David tonight, who was the high of the highs, the first episode where it was just like screaming edit of like redemption and hero and Cochran upside all at once, where, you know, he's the nerdy guy who could and everybody believed in him. And then he did not win the challenge after all, and they still believed in him and nobody went back and blamed him. And then he ends up winning immunity in the end and really showing everybody and just gets this, you know, wonderful, wonderful like survivor day. And then all of a sudden, you know, from the high of the highs to the low of the lows. Well,
whose fault was that? It was his.
Of course. I'm saying that is what made such great storytelling for this episode. And that's why I thought that this, you know, this was great Survivor tonight. It was very, very enjoyable. I'm not saying it's anybody's fault or, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, story-wise, totally great. Great moments, great everything, great character arcs. So all of the wonderful. What do you think, Jay?
I agree completely. Like, just a really had everything that I think makes a great Survivor episode, you know, in terms of just great character development. Like, if you're talking about the Brett and Zeke moment. And then, you know, just really good just play, like strategic gameplay. And then, you know, the drawing of the rocks. But, you know, the face-off between Zeke and David is great, and how Hannah plays into that, and how everybody's kind of just playing their angle. And, crazy tribal. It's always fun. So agreed completely. Well, before we get into the recap and dig into this a little bit more, I want to thank people that make the show possible, our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. We have over 150 patrons that contribute each month. We are less than, $70 away?
We are $61
there
away.
There you go. So $61 away from our next target of $1,000 a month. At that target, we'll be doing a crossover podcast between the Married Man Show and the broadcast live on YouTube for everybody to experience. And it'll be great. Include some Survivor podcasting favorites like Colleen and Shandy from the tribe, and Survivor Jay, Jack, and Colleen, as well as Jack and I.
That would be me, yes.
Yeah, and I guess...
Tim.
Tim from the tribe. And also, would Mike count since he was a guest host on the Married Man Show? Like, would it just make it that much
sure.
of a craziness. Sure. But anyway, a lot of fun. We're so close to that goal. So if there's anybody out there that maybe hasn't become a patron yet, is maybe on the verge, like you like the shows that we put out, All of our great podcasters, the money gets split evenly to everybody. We all put a lot of work into it, and we want to make sure everybody, you know, nobody's getting rich, but it helps, at least the time that we put into it, get a little something back, as well as pay all the fees.
As we frequently determine on the broadcast, it pays for Amanda's therapy bills, which it does, and it pays for, this month it's paying for Shandy's Stitch Fix. I can never say it. So there you go.
But also, it is Thanksgiving tomorrow in the United States. So that means the day after is Black Friday. I mean, I think now it's like a Black Friday week. It's like some different deals every single day. And there's another great way you can support this show. It's by using our Amazon link. If you go to janejack.com/Amazon, it'll just take you to an Amazon page that looks normal to you. But each purchase, there's like a little sliver of it that gets sent back to Jay and Jack Productions. So if you're going to do any shopping this holiday season on Amazon, go to janejack.com/Amazon and bookmark that link. And then whenever you shop on it, we'll get a little bit of something back. And Jack, did you get the gist of that? Because I've listened to a few shows now where you try to say it, and it's I still don't know if you truly understand.
Yeah, I screwed it up on Dancing with the Stars too, but I said Black Friday tomorrow, but I was like,
Black Friday? Or you say Good Friday, Jay?
I said Black Friday.
Okay.
He said Black.
Sometimes I mix them up.
The Dancing with the Star podcast, I was seriously ready just to throw everything out the window. Because I couldn't get the sound to work right, it just turned out to be a connection.
That's something you can't fix.
I literally, because they were saying what I go, I don't touch this. I don't. This is how I just. I leave it this way because I only record people. Only they're the only ones that come in here and record. So why would I change it? So it turned out the jack that goes into the mic, Heather's mic, was loose. It wasn't working. So I took the mic, tried another jack, still wasn't working. So I don't know if it's the mic, male part, whatever it was. And when I got to the part with Amazon, at that point, I was just ready to keep people.
Well, luckily, all of the mics are working now, which means we can jump into this Survivor recap that Colleen has prepared for us. So, Colleen, take it away.
All right, I'm going to try to keep this as quick as possible. So we start off night 25. Jay shows the rest of them the buried food and wonders how he's going to clean up the mess that Taylor left for him. He says, good thing that he hasn't played his idol because no one will suspect he has one. The next, Chris.
Can we talk about Adam, though, real quick?
Sure.
His explanation of, you know, he knew I had it. I wasn't ready to tell you guys. And he just keeps digging himself a bigger hole.
Yes. Well, luckily, he does not seem to be in danger in the immediate future, or tonight he didn't seem to be. Adam actually got quite a turnaround today, which I guess is setting us up for the family visit next week, which is very early, no, with 10 people left.
Well, maybe they know he's going to be voted off soon, so they got to.
Oh, well, I don't know. Chris and tells Brett that stuff's about to get real, and they decide that they want to try to get Jessica out because she's 90% strategic and 10% they owe her one for that Paul vote way back in the day. They know that they have to do it quietly, but Chris vows to vote her out if it's the last thing he does. And we cut to commercial, and I was like, ooh, that's not a great thing to say before commercial. Sorry. We go to the next morning, day 26. Ken and Hannah are watching the sunrise. Hannah admits to flirting with Ken, but laments that he'd never be into someone like her, though for a minute she can imagine it.
Can't we all?
Yeah.
Can't we all?
They should have, for the last 9 days or whatever, someone, a different person watching the sunrise.
With Ken.
With Ken and saying, you know, he'd never fall for someone like me. Everyone should get their turn with Ken.
Well, you know, we have seen him watch the sunrise with just about everybody at this point.
Wait, it's my turn with Ken. My turn. I just think it would be funny.
Sunrise with Ken.
Sunrise with Ken.
It sounds like a great morning TV show. And then remember back to what Jay said like 4 hours beforehand that nobody knows he has the idol. Well, Will goes and tells Zeke about Jay's idol in order to build trust between the two of them.
But don't let anybody else know.
Yes, which immediately leads to Zeke telling David, who tells Chris and Hannah.
It's a great sequence.
And then Chris tells Brett, and then Ken finds out, and then before we know it, everybody knows.
I think it'd been funny if someone would have came back and told Will.
Yeah, hey, Will.
Hey, guess what? Jay has the idol.
Will told him, but don't tell anybody.
Oh, you're Will?
We don't know, because, you know, you look at Will, you know, he's, what, 18?
Yeah.
Dude is like, did he become president? He's like aged like 30 years. He looks like he's like 40 years old now.
It's all the, not sleeping.
God, he looks like crap. But anyway.
28 days out there, it doesn't do you any favors.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. No one would know. They'd go, yeah, Will told us at the... Anyway.
Yeah. No, that sequence was awesome. That was almost as funny as, I know this is controversial amongst the fans, the old school ones that don't like it, but that sequence when Wu was searching for the idol and everybody found out in Dagaian, and before you know it, like, there was that giant idol search,
mm-hmm.
which I know is, again, lots of people don't like that, but I thought that was fun.
Why don't people like that?
Because there's a stigma with idols ruining modern Survivor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just saying.
They've had idols since what?
Forever.
As long as I can remember.
Well, not since the beginning. Anyways, Chris tells Zeke that he wants to get Jessica out. We just have to keep the blind side between 6 or 7 people and leave it be. And they want it to be like, there's 11 people left. If you're keeping it just between 6 or 7 people, you're pretty much telling everybody in your alliance. Like, how is that keeping it quiet?
It's the new math.
Yeah, it's the Culpepper math. We just mentioned that. We have to mention that contractually once an episode. We head over to the reward challenge. Somebody has to sit out, so they're going to draw rocks to see who it is. David tries to bail on the challenge, so no one will blame him for ruining their chances of winning.
But it was a swim. He was worried about the swim. It was like a 10. It wasn't like even a long swim, was it?
They weren't even swimming, weren't they? Just like running through the water.
No, I think they jump into the water and it's a swim, but it's only it's not like it's like they're swimming the channel. It's
right.
It's like 10 feet. So anyway, it was a touching moment.
Well, the little nerd that could was a little nervous about it.
I got misty.
It was really sweet. Everybody was trying
like,
to give him confidence.
No, do that. You got to do the challenge. Just don't be on my team.
Yeah.
even though Brett kind of took it back in the last episode and just kind of like,
Yeah, you Brett know. Brett was all over the place tonight. Started out great, and then kind of ended up looking like a douchebag, but we'll get to
at
that.
At the very end.
At the very end.
Well, I mean, thought you had a very sweet
I feel like maybe there point. Were like hidden beers somewhere, or he was searching for a hidden beer and couldn't find one and got cranky. But so
it happens.
Yeah. Everybody tries to give David confidence. He's overcome with emotion at the support that he's getting from his tribe mates with his anxiety and his fears. But in the end, Jay picks the purple rock and Jay picks the rock and the purple team comes from behind to win it, which sad enough, it was Chris and David who were the ones that got overtaken. Which I will have to say, didn't it look like there you could fit like two of David's into one Chris?
It was
like
least.
Double his size. we go over to the reward, and it's on a boat right off of the camp's shore. Hannah's worried that everyone can hear him, but Brett don't give an F. He and Zeke bond over beer. A waiter comes and brings them their letters from home. Adam immediately starts crying over getting news about his mom's health. We find out that his mom went to the ballet, and it looked like it was his brother that wrote the letter.
It did. It was his brother.
Yeah.
Really touching, but sad to know. I think she passed away just a few weeks after he got back, right?
Yeah, right. Oh, it was a few weeks after they... It was right after they finished filming or got back, if I remember correctly.
That has to be, like he said, I don't know if this is going to be a note saying she's passed away. I mean, like you're every day you're waking up, is this going to be the day? I mean,
okay, well, okay. you have this game and there's $1 million on the line and that is a big deal and you know that your mom really, really was pulling for you to win. Would you want to know if something happened to her, even knowing that that will probably distract you, throw off your game, and you'll end up probably not winning?
Well, they probably would, right? With, I can't remember his name now, but his son with the heart, and they pulled him out of the
game. With Terry. But yeah. That's because, like, his wife notified production. Like, what if he gave, would
that's
you?
That's what I'm saying.
Right, but would you give your family, well, do not tell me if something happens to mom? Like, would you want to know if she passed away, or?
Or I would like to know if it's getting bad and I need to go home so I can see her.
Okay, so, yes.
But if she already passed away, then I would finish the game.
So you would not want to know if something happened?
No, I'd want to know. I'd want to know.
But it might affect your game, knowing.
Well,
your mom dies. You're really going to sit there and have your head in the damn game?
Or maybe you want to, like, win one for her, you know?
Yeah, but going to be overcome with emotion.
But obviously, he went knowing that she was sick. He went knowing that at any point she could die. I mean, he obviously, I would think that you would finish the game if you went knowing that there's any point she could pass away. And she was a huge Survivor fan. I think you finished the game.
Agreed.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's going to be hard. But to me, the hard part is being there, knowing she's going. I don't know if I could go.
Yeah.
Knowing that.
I don't know if I'd want to know if my mom passed away.
That to me is the hardest part. I was like, wait, my mom could die and I'm going to go on this island where I have no contact with her. That'd be the hard part.
Yeah.
That's maybe why he's so all over the place now playing the game.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's again, you know, when somebody's ill, it is hard. So I didn't mean to, like, bring the show down. Ken is a 10. Ken is a 10, everybody. Hyper. Yeah,
it was a fun episode.
No, I just wondering, like, what would you do if you went out there? You know, because, again, if you're doing it in her memory and you think that that's going to, you know, affect your game, like, you're not going to have your head in the game after that. I don't know. It was just a question. Let's move on. All right. We go back to the Vanaka camp, and Ken asks David how he's holding up. David says that pizza and beer is exactly what he'd been craving for days. Me too, Ken. It's a shame. If only I had pizza and beer today for dinner.
But alone time with Ken, is that better?
Yeah, I'd rather have alone time with Ken. You're right.
Because that's what he had. He had alone time with Ken. So.
Ooh la la. Everybody has alone time with Ken.
If I could just, like, just one sunrise, that's all I ask. Just one sunrise.
Yeah, just one sunrise. Most people would opt for the sunset. I'll get up early for that. Just saying.
Yeah, all right, I'll get up. It's Ken.
Yeah. But all right, so Ken, actually, we have some great character moments from David, from Ken, from Adam this episode. I mean, we're really seeing how Ken has great relationships with at least David's crew around camp. But Ken asks, you know, how are you doing emotionally and mentally? And David says he appreciates everybody's support. They reiterate a final three deal. Jessica and David want to go after Chris. Ken doesn't think that Zeke will go after Chris. Womp womp. David thinks that Zeke is playing the game that's the best, and it will be in his best interest to vote out Chris. Jess is excited to get to vote out her arch nemesis. We go to the immunity challenge. Ken has ants crawling on his stomach. Hannah and Ken, first two out. Hannah and Ken.
That's why when you're on the sunrise, you don't put honey on yourself to tan yourself. So that's the answer drawn to the honey.
Was that his mistake?
When Hannah went and they both went, I was just like, Hannah, back off. All right. I don't appreciate the moves you're making.
You're really obvious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But Jay gets ants in an ant in his eye, so the ants are out in full force.
Wait, but every time I did a shot, I couldn't see the ants. So these are, like, really tiny ants, apparently.
Did you really need to see them?
Well, I don't know. If there's ants on your, you know, stomach, I think you'd see them in the shots. It's HD.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, they're ants.
Yeah, they're ants. Just saying.
Are you saying they're lying?
No,
are you
I'm not.
Them
I'm
lying?
Just saying.
It, I didn't I see would, any ants,
like
so
see, you know,
they're lying, man.
Saboteur. Just saying.
It's just
it's not like they're fire ants. I mean, it's not like they're biting you or anything like that. Suck it up.
But when it's like you have to be so concentrated to hold this little thing up.
How can you concentrate when someone's, you have to concentrate. Wipe everything out of your mind. Concentrate. Dig deep. Concentrate.
Anyways, so speaking
of
Jeff's.
I would have slipped it just through the pole at Jeff's. And...
Speaking of Jeff's comments, we did get holding on to more pole. That was pretty much Sunday's pole inching closer and closer to the top of her statue. The way he said it made me giggle. But anyway, it comes down to Zeke and David. Ooh, foreshadowing anyone? But to the surprise of nobody that's been paying attention to the actual edit of the episode, David wins immunity. And then before the commercial, David says that Chris is going home. And is that the first time this season that the person they said is going home actually went home?
That I was paying attention, yes.
So we go back to camp. Jay is worried that he hasn't won immunity, but the main crew is discussing getting Jessica out while also flushing Jay's idol. David proposes the idea of getting out Chris to Zeke, who calls what's going on the Gen X Civil War. It's time to pin the Gen Xers against each other. David tells Jess that she's out next. Jess says she's a fighter and she'll do what she has to do to survive, but notes that she's going to have to figure out who to give the legacy clue to if it comes to that. Jess and Adam plot how to get Chris to go home. Was that Jess and Adam? I think I miswrote somebody down. Jess and David plot to get out how to get Chris to go home. That must be it. Zeke and Hannah discuss their options. Zeke's glad to have the option, is glad to actually have options, but it's a tough decision because he trusts both Chris and David. So, did you guys, so we go over to the first tribal council of the night, and they're debating whether or not there are alliances or voting blocks that are happening, and Hannah says it's more of a trust cluster, and I'm like, it's a cluster of something, but I don't know if it's a cluster of trust. Jeff takes a turn, runs with it, and then Hannah gets all like adorably giddy with glee over the fact that Jeff is now
that was adorable.
Probably going to hashtag her term. Somewhere Fishback got real insecure, though. Oh, wait, bloating blocks are still happening, right, though? Right?
Well, like, come on, Hannah. I just coined this term. You can't take it away from me.
I'm sure it's safe to say he was crying somewhere.
Oh. But everybody is... pretty much, they say they're all 100% confident that the vote's going to go their way, except for Jay, who has no idea what's going on. But David's plan works, and Chris is voted out 6-5.
Anyone shocked that Jay didn't play the idol?
No, I mean, he was once he explained that he didn't play the idol because nobody had brought up his name at Tribal whatsoever.
What cracked me up is they all talked about flush, at least let him think he's getting flushing out the idol. And like you said, no one mentioned his name.
Yeah, well, it was Gen X Civil War. They all had bigger fish to fry.
But you still gotta get the idol out of there. At least make him think it's going to be him. But they just lost everything and just lost focus. And
yep.
Jay made the right move.
Yes, he did.
Which was no move.
Sometimes no move's the right move.
It is.
Yes. But do you guys think that Zeke made the right choice, especially for what's to come with voting out Chris?
Well, no. I was shocked he went with David and not Chris, because David has been so sporadic. He's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And people have said that they can't trust him because he's wishy-washy. And I think Chris would have kept Zeke around as he could.
And I kind of wonder.
And I think Zeke's a better player too. So,
right. I wonder how much of his decision was influenced by Hannah, and not so much like Hannah told him who to vote for, but he had that twosome, and he was trying to stick with the numbers versus trying.
Well,
he thought he
had Hannah in his back pocket till the next episode where he realized he didn't have Hannah.
Yeah, but we go to the next episode after Tribal. And Jay, you know, explains why he didn't use his idol because, you know, nobody made him feel like he was threatened at Tribal Council.
Yeah.
Brett tells Zeke, it needed to be done, and he's a huge fan of it because Chris was completely in control and he would have won the whole game. Zeke tells Brett that he was sorry that they could not have done the move together, but in his heart, he and Sunday aren't on the bottom, and they agree to move forward together. I thought that this was great, like very well handled by both sides, because Brett could have easily come back, been super pissed, kind of the way that Adam and Zeke were super pissed with Hannah when she didn't vote their way back in the Maori vote, right? So,
yeah,
I mean, they could have gone like...
Brett made the right move, though.
He did.
You don't come back all pissed.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I thought that was great. You know, just right way to handle it on both sides. Zeke doesn't pull an Adam and be like, well, you're on the bottom now. Sorry, sucker. He's like, you know, you guys aren't on the bottom. Like, I thought that was so well handled. Study that if you're going to go play Survivor. Ways to keep your emotions in check and play better. Zeke says that he knows that David has to go soon, and he has to have at least six people. We go to day 29. David is sitting on the beach with Ken and company, right? And he wants to get Zeke out. He tells Brett tells us that he's on Team Zeke and that David needs to go and he needs to go fast, and then immediately reports back to Zeke. That and Zeke says, David is coming for me, which makes sense because I'm coming for David, and which I'm like, everybody's coming for each other. one happy island. I don't know why everybody is so uptight. Brett tells Zeke and Dave that, sorry, let me try this again. Brett tells Zeke that David has an idol, or maybe Zeke told Brett. I mistyped this one, guys. But anyway, David's idol's out in the open now, and it needs to be a complete blindside. Zeke refers to himself as a doughy little gay guy, and I was typing, so clearly I missed the context of that, but it sounded funny.
Well, he was saying he's not a physical, he's not so much a physical challenge.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense.
A physical threat, I should say. But,
okay.
But he's actually pretty good in the challenges, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, yes, except for when he does his best Survivor mime impression.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, nobody was very good at that challenge at first. We cut over to later that morning, and David says that he and Zeke are like chess players in this game, and they think a lot alike, and he hopes it's not a hard sell to get Zeke out. Cut over to Zeke, who says, you know, that they're very similar, but David's more of a threat to win than he is. And then he says, this is the war that everyone has been alluding to, and now everyone is scrambling to get the troops. Like, I thought just the back and forth between both sides was just so well done. It just made it for just a great episode to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah thinks that Will and Jay are the more dangerous couple, which is weird because Will voted for Jay last episode. So,
yeah.
Okay, Hannah. But Hannah says that she and David are similar, but she's been working with Zeke for a month, so she does not know what side she's going to pick.
Well, do you think that shows that Hannah's really not in the loop? They just tell if she thinks Will is still...
See, I don't know if she was just... If so much she wasn't in the loop, or she was trying to protect David because she didn't want to have to make a choice between the two of them so she could deflect the vote to somebody else that keeps her from having to pick sides.
Okay, all right.
I don't know, though. It could go either way. We go to the reward challenge. There are three teams of three. Since there is an extra person, they'll be drawing rocks. And whoever gets the white rock this time doesn't have to participate, but they do get to automatically win.
Which, that's pretty awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
And for the millionth time this episode, David got a white rock.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, David, his rock game is really solid. David's like, we're not. I don't think we're talking enough about his
He's
rock
He's solid
game.
As a rock.
Seriously.
Now, in this challenge, could they not roll?
Well, how would you roll? Because then you would be too long for the course.
No, I think if you turn sideways, I mean,
yeah, but then you're
guys.
You only have this little lane.
I think it'd been easier to roll.
I don't think they were able. I don't think it was allowed.
Well, I said not Survivor. There's no rules.
I don't think you could roll, honestly, because your arms and legs are bound. So how do you get the momentum?
You could roll,
but you're thinking of like being able to like push off with your hands. You don't really have that going up the little hill.
Well, going up the hill would be hard. But
all I know is Jess was struggle busting big time.
she was rough. She looked like she was about ready to pass out.
And Zeke was a Survivor mime, apparently. But we had some fun Jeff quotes, speaking of calling Zeke a survivor mind. Ken is moving very fast. Zeke now starting to get a rhythm going. Brett's white butt glowing. in the end, Brett, Zeke, and Sunday come from behind, and Brett declares that he got naked on Survivor, which was very funny. But we head over to the reward, and there's more beer for Brett.
Cindy goes, does he win all the reward challenge? I go, as long as there's alcohol, he's in.
Hey, I feel that's the third one for him, right?
Yeah.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, I think he and Sunday have won almost every challenge, right?
Is he all the Survivor contestants, is he the one that's consumed the most alcohol in a season?
I don't know. I mean, we saw Fair Play drunk, right, at that tribal.
We've seen a lot of people drunk, but how many times has he like gotten to?
When they merged, he got wine there and alcohol, and he's been on three reward challenges that had alcohol.
Hey, power to him, I guess. I mean, to be fair, I mean, it looks like it's kind of crappy beer. It's like Bud Light or something, but just saying.
We can throw more of those back. So
right. But now Brett has a new drinking buddy in Zeke.
Aww.
And because it's like drinking piss water. And even though Zeke is not a big beer drinker, he really wants to bond with Brett, and they're just two drunk guys on a beach. Sounds like another sitcom that John Cochran might write for someday. So we have this great, great scene. Like, the music is playing and the lighting is great, and Zeke and Brett discuss what it is like being gay between the different generations and how it has affected their lives and
Brett comes
them.
Out to him. Which yeah, was really sweet.
Brett comes out to him. I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have set that up.
Now, did was this public knowledge ahead of time?
I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know.
I knew, but he hasn't talked about it on the show yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care, but I didn't know.
Yeah, so I just thought that this was so great, right? Like, it was
genuine.
It's yeah, and it was actually using.
It wasn't gameplay.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was kind of gameplay for Zeke, but I think that he got so drunk.
I think it
at
was, but
I think
it was genuine talk. It was real.
Yes, and I think what I liked so much about this scene, other than it's very topical with our current political climate, but like. It really actually took the millennial and Gen X theme and applied it in a way that mattered more than pointing out who gets, you know, a participation trophy and who works harder.
Like, right.
We actually discussed the generational differences, and you have Brett pointing out, like, Zeke can go out there and, you know, be who he wants to be, and he doesn't have to worry about anything. And Zeke is like, well, I owe all of this to Brett's generation. They're the ones that laid the groundwork for me to be able to be, you know, out.
Yeah, he said Brett was in the army. He could, you know, he had the
don't ask, don't tell,
which is ridiculous. But anyway, I just thought it was a great scene.
Yeah, I'm sorry it took 10 episodes for there to be an actual meaningful conversation about the generational differences.
And but I guess it just proved that Gen X is the stronger.
You're a baby boomer. What do you care?
I just like to stir the pot, so.
Well, regardless.
No, I thought Brett said that it was the millennials that have made it more open about being
no, he's,
gay.
He said it. He's, no, it was
no, that
Zeke's.
They could be more open. And they yes, they have made it more of. They have made it more
where
norm.
Brett said he always had to think of keep in mind he couldn't always just say it, but he couldn't be open about it. Where Zeke said, you know, his generation paved the way for me just to be free of to
gotcha.
Say it, not
gotcha.
Worrying about what happened. So
yeah, exactly. But I thought
so,
that this
again,
was
Gen X for the win.
This this might be one of my favorite scenes in any Survivor episode. Just I thought I really was very
well, was good. I don't know, every episode ever.
I know you still like hold up bro, it's okay.
it was just a genuine scene.
It was a good genuine scene. Agreed.
So but get back to the gameplay.
So they have a Rainbow Connection. So Team Rainbow Connection is all set, lock and loaded, ready to go. We go back to Vinaka, and Hannah decides that Zeke is condescending, so she's going to side with David. And she tells David that everybody knows about his idol, and she says that she'll protect him. David says that his idol, he will use it on him or on Hannah if need be. And then Jay kind of walks up to, Jay walks by and Hannah calls him.
Brett walks by first and they kind of freak out about it.
They kind of freak out about it. And I wonder if that was kind of like tipping Zeke off a little bit.
No, or how about just when Zeke straight up asked Hannah and she choked.
Well, that too. Yeah. But Jay walks by.
You know I like Ken?
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I'm sorry.
You're stepping on my Peruvian Aussie line.
Sorry.
Which I guess was Hannah's Peruvian Aussie line. But I just wanted to point out that we all kind of thought that, and she just straight up said it. So thank you, Hannah. We go over to the immunity challenge. There's literally nothing to talk about with this challenge because Jay actually did have an actual like survivor blowout, as which is funny when you're a parent and you hear the word blowout, like it means a whole other meaning.
That's a hair thing, right? Blowing out your hair.
I was talking about poop explosions, but
oh yes, yes, sorry,
I got the poop explosion.
Thank you. Well,
how come Jay was the only one using his hand?
Yeah,
that's what she said.
But it's a good point. Like I mean,
Will was, but it still wasn't helping.
Figuring it out, yeah.
I go, Will, just go up with it. Go up with it.
Struggling a little bit.
Again, that's what she said.
Yeah.
I could do this all night.
But of course, I just edited an episode. Will's like 9 years old now, so maybe he just, I can't do it.
That's right.
I'm too old.
Benjamin Will Button. But yeah, they're literally, there's nothing to talk about. Like, yeah. Except the amazing line at the end where Jeff tells him, well, it was pretty to watch. And Jay turns around and goes, that's because I was in pink, Jeff.
I like Jay. I could live with Jay winning it.
Yeah. I mean, he has some fun moments like that. And it has some good moments where he's like a mama's boy and all that. I mean, yeah, he's not perfect, but I don't think, you know, he's...
He seems like he really goes out at four. The next chance they really get to get him out.
Yeah, maybe. We'll
after the
see.
David Zeke drama is over.
I don't know with this group. I don't know.
Well, I think Jay, because he'll be the odd man out now, he'll be the one that once you get down to, what, Zeke's final five or six or whatever is there, and they don't want to turn on themselves yet, if he doesn't win, he's out. That's kind of what I think. But we go, it's day 30. David tells Jess that he's worried. Jess is going to try to protect David. They tell Ken the plan to vote for Zeke. Ken says he vowed to never write David's name down, so he's going to go out swinging to protect David. Another character moment for Ken. Zeke tells Hannah, who is really, really, Zeke talks to Hannah, and she's super awkward about it. And Zeke pieces it together that Hannah is not as loyal as he thought she was. Mr. Jeremiah Glatfelter, I know you want to do a dramatic impression of Hannah. Take it away.
Well, it's not so much a dramatic, it's just like, she just like blew it. She just completely blew the opportunity to kind of just lie her way through it. She choked. She choked.
Well, she can't lie.
Yeah, obviously.
Because in the first episode, Jay sits down to her, do you know what's going on? No, no, you do.
maybe.
Okay. I mean, she's just an honest person. I mean, she's just, you know.
Which is not a bad thing to be, when you're on Survivor.
It's true.
Zeke declares Hannah his enemy and decides to switch the vote from David to her. He has 5 votes, but he needs one more. Hannah and Adam discuss who they want to vote for. Hannah really wants to vote for Zeke. Hannah knows that the vote is on her. She asks David if he's going to play his idol for her. David says that she's neurotic because they're the same person. He's like, you're being like me. David's worried that he's not going to play his idol for the right person. More funny things said. Ha 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 ha. We go to the tribal council. Jay is the only one that's secure that he's not going home. What's his face? Brett is over the trust cluster stuff. And Brett was a little belligerent during tribal.
I was just like, you're kind of coming across not cool, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was kind of out of what we've seen from his character so far.
Was he frustrated because he felt maybe his alliance wasn't going to win, or
maybe he was hungover? And I say that like completely, like maybe yeah, he that was.
That could be it.
He had like that dehydration going on. There's no Gatorade on the island.
Or he just needs pickle juice.
I've heard that, but you need to drink the pickle juice before the hangover starts, isn't
yeah,
that
true? Yeah, yeah, before you go to sleep.
Yeah,
a pickle a day helps keep the doctor away, according to Nick.
Yes, you know he told Jess and Mike and I that once, Jalen, and Jessica happened to be drunk at the time. That's why he told us that tip. And I forget what Jess said, but she was like, I don't have pickle juice, but I have something. And she named something else completely ridiculous. And we were like, okay, drunk
so
girl.
Like pickled eggs?
Well, I learned a lot about pickles yesterday because Nick's a smart guy.
We're talking about the Married Man show for anybody that is interested.
Yeah, but Nick going on about, he knew like every pickle. So it's like, I mean, I know like sweet pickles, dill pickles. That's about it. Pickle chips.
I know the Clausen pickles are the only pickles that are for me. They are. Once you go Clausen, you never go back. Just saying.
Once you go Clausen, you're definitely awesome.
I'd laugh more, but it's going to make me cough.
Oh, God, stop.
Go. I'm not going to even give a charity laugh on that one.
So Zeke and David challenge each other's armies to raise their hands. It gets a little testicle at this point. Zeke and Brett. I'm sorry, I say that because we say that at home. It gets a little testy at this point. And Zeke and Brett attack David a little bit, which was, again,
I thought it was below the belt.
It was a little below the belt.
Yeah, because like you had this where they're all like really supporting David and trying to like, you know, rally around him, and then they're just like dropping like, oh, your anxiety. I was like, yeah, it's kind of
you're a big baby.
Yeah, right. It's kind of
hey, I'm just sushi. Glad that Hannah didn't hear this and get drawn into a panic attack immediately. But everybody starts whispering around, and Zeke points out that tribal is all theatrics. Brett says,
hey, this whispering thing is really new, isn't it? Last like two or three episodes. Do the old school people hate this? Because
well, no, they were whispering that Mari vote. Remember, they were all whispering. That was when Michelle told Hannah to vote for Mari. And whispering has happened before.
No, I'm just saying, like the first season. Was there any whispering?
I have no idea.
Okay, so I'm just saying. So it's
well, if only you did a podcast with an actual survivor historian. Oh wait, so do I. A different one, but still.
I'm just being a smart aleck because I like the whispering. It adds a different aspect to the because it shows that, you know, how they try to mix it up, how they don't know the votes. They really didn't know how the vote was going to go.
Well, I think that they did. I think
some did, but there were some that literally because I think Hannah said, "What plan?"
Well. And actually Sunday said stick to the plan, and all the Keith Nail fans out there, a.k.a. just shut up, Tim.
All I got to say is stick to the plan.
Got very, very excited for a second. But yeah, there was a lot of whispering, and I don't think that it was that they were trying to, they didn't know what to do. I think that they knew exactly what they were doing. They were purposely whispering to F with David's people. It totally worked.
Oh, it did work.
So I think they knew exactly what they were doing.
I can go with that.
Yeah. So that's, and Zeke even said that it's all theatrics. And Brett is like, let's just vote already. Like, seriously, like, homeboy.
Let's vote
was...
already. I got a beer waiting for me.
hey, dude, I'm right there with you. But no, he was very excitable at Tribal. And then randomly a giant cockroach landed on Taylor's shirt.
Was that a cockroach or like some mutant bug?
I don't know.
It really creeped me out.
It had nothing to do with the actual episode, but it was so like huge and gross enough that they actually like kept it in. So
did it throw him off on the challenge?
That's true.
Oh, that's only ant. That's only ants you can't see.
Yeah, that's right. David gets up to play his idol, and Adam is like, wait, hold up, bro. Like, you know, I heard them whispering that they're going to vote for Ken. David immediately plays the idol for Ken, which if I were Hannah, I'd be kind of pissed because.
But he was playing it for himself at that point. Then he was never going to play it for Hannah.
I know, but he was going to play it for himself, and he could have played it for Hannah, and then the choice was like your.
She
bro,
told him too.
Your bro Ken is the one that's going
to
go
but
home.
And if it I had an like, idol, I would have given it to Ken too. Just be honest.
Anything to get in, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
The door, that's all it takes.
All right,
like flowers,
I'm gonna give you this
right?
idol, but at least 3 sunrises and 1 sunset.
Because you can look at it right away; it doesn't hurt your eyes. Because you know, the first like 10 seconds.
He might even read poetry.
After that, it's crazy. You got to look away.
I'm so tired of coughing. Okay. So it ends
turn
up,
away when you cough.
I'm sorry. David plays the idol for Ken. It ends up being tied 5-5 between Hannah and Zeke. Zeke tells Jess during the revote, like, you know, you're going to go to rocks if you don't switch your vote. She doesn't know what to do. And, you know, Hannah kind of thinks that she's screwed. And then all of a sudden, Jessica does not end up voting for Hannah. She does not flip her vote, right? And it's tied again. So they have to now unanimously agree on who goes home or else agree to draw rocks.
And I thought Will made his, this is like Will's only, it took what, 10 episodes? I do not want to go to rocks. Are these two people worth us going to, I mean, literally tearing into them, you know, in front.
He had his survivor flashcards, okay? He studied.
But he was right, but I think he was kind of harsh how he was saying it.
Yeah. No, I think that he was just, his anxiety was getting the best of him. Like, oh, no. I'm not going home for these a-holes. No.
I have played my game of being in the background and not saying a damn thing for 10 episodes, all right? Do not mess up my game.
In fact, I want this edited out, Jeff.
I've got to wait till I get to that final episode so I can get my confessional.
Jeff,
finally.
This needs to be stricken from the record, please.
I'm playing an under the radar game, so this cannot.
The great Ronald Reagan said that. anyway, they can't unanimously decide. Shocker.
That's kind of unanimous.
But all their faces were like, no, why are we allowing this to happen? But yeah. They allowed it to happen.
Well, the best was Jessica, who was like, I don't want to go to rocks. I don't want to go to rocks. And I'm like, well, why didn't you switch your damn boat?
Here's my thing. Like, I kind of see the point there. If you're like you're going, if you have to then, why did they have to acquiesce and get rid of one of their people? Might as well just take an odds that one of your team will, you know, one of the other group's alliance will get, hurt by losing somebody.
But this late in the game, I don't want to go up.
It's not even that late. There's 10 people left now.
No, I mean, but you've been there for 26 days, 27 days at this point.
Well,
you
want to
go home?
Yeah,
you
want to
go home
days.
Because of rock? There's no. I would have been crying like Jessica at the end too.
Yeah.
There's no way. I go look.
That's
a one in six
chance.
Actually, I wouldn't have been crying.
But
like
it's unanimous.
Jessica.
You're not going to get everybody to do it because in David's.
But I would have flipped.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be crying like Jessica because
I tell you right now, I go. We need to decide this because I'm not drawing rocks. I would have dragged it out till someone flipped.
Yeah. Hey, how come they didn't draw for purple rocks? Isn't that the thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be, didn't it?
Yeah.
Either way, there's no way a 1 in 6 chance I take a chance. Beginning of the game, maybe. But I've been there for 27 days, and I go out because of a rock.
Oh, hell no. I'd be so mad.
And I have an advantage in the game?
Yeah.
Still? There's no way I go out with a rock.
Oh, but if I were her, I would have flipped. So I feel terrible. Like, clearly, you know, you don't think it's ever going to be you. But, I mean, that was, you know, it sucks to be her. But I love when Jeff's explaining it, and he's like, okay, so Hannah's safe, and Zeke is safe, and Jay is safe, and David played his immunity idol for Ken, so Ken is safe, and Ken is just, like, got the most confused look on his face ever, like, wait, I'm safe? Like,
Thanks, Jeff. I'm happy about that. Sunrise tomorrow.
Ken almost didn't continue his streak of just having facial expressions at Tribal, except for when Brett, like...
I mean, yeah, Brett was, like, calling him out, like, do you even understand the game? He's like, yes, I understand the game. Like, that. Like again, Brett didn't play it well at the end. I had a great two episodes at that point.
I thought Brett said, you're playing the... That's the game. You're playing the game. I know that. I know that's playing the game. You know, I get that.
Yeah, I don't know. I would love to hear from Brett, like, why he was so agitated. Like,
yeah, like what?
What happened?
Again, it might have been the hangover thing. I don't know.
Could have been a hangover.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, but yeah, I would love to know, like, why he was so aggravated.
Yeah, what's the term for, you know, like, you know, if you're hungry and you're kind of cranky, you're hangry.
Withdrawal?
What's that for the people that are angry that haven't gotten a drink? Is it just alcoholic? Is that
I have no withdrawal. Idea. I think it's just withdrawal.
Okay.
I don't
detox.
Know.
Was it detox or
detoxing? Yeah.
Not detox. What do they call it? There is a term for it. I can't think about that.
Detoxing.
No, it's there's another term they used to use in the '70s. I don't know.
Oh, well, my generation wouldn't know that.
It's a baby boomer term.
I
can't remember it because I'm a baby boomer.
Oh, okay. Well, if only there were a tool on the internet.
In all fairness, Jack, you're like a borderline boomer or a Gen Xer. You're kind of a man without a home.
Just like I am. I'm a woman without a home because I'm right in between the two generations.
No, Gen X usually ends like 81, 82. Sorry.
So you get
half. And I'm 84. I'm a woman without a home.
So you only get half the trophy.
Yeah.
No, you give the trophy to yourself.
There you go. I'm okay with that. Yeah. Anyway, so Jessica draws the black rock and she leaves the legacy advantage to Ken. And holy crap, what a tribal.
Was the black rock in the center of the island?
Was there a ship inside of it?
Remember when we thought the black rock was just a rock? Anyways.
Good times.
Yeah, right. I feel bad for Jessica, but how it's her own fault.
I still think it was the better move to go to Rocks, to be honest.
Well, obviously not, because she's going home.
Well, but again, you're either hurting your alliance or taking a chance that you would hurt their alliance.
There's an alliance, but it's still an individual game.
But they were gunning for Jess, and without her alliance being there to protect her, she would have been gone.
Maybe. You don't know.
There's no maybe. She would have been gone.
You know what I would have done? Said, all right, I just go back to Zeke's tribe, and I'll go with Zeke for a while.
Yeah, if Zeke wants you.
Well, he'd rather take off the other people. After David. David would be next on the list, right?
Presumably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I'm Jess, there's no. I'm surprised Will didn't. I was just shocked they all agreed to go to Rocks.
Well, again, the worst thing is you'd have to convince David not to, and David had nothing to lose.
You had Zeke as a player who could actually win the whole thing, right? We agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah is just not going to win. So, why would you go home for Hannah?
Well, I don't see why Hannah can't win.
Who would she have to go to the finals with to win?
I don't know, Will, but all I gotta say is if she goes to the finals now, whoever sits next to her can say she's only here because of the luck of the draw.
Right.
Possibly, yeah.
And she's just been a follower the whole time. I mean, she's likable.
I don't think she's been a follower the whole time. We've definitely seen her make her own decisions. So I don't think that we can say that.
All right, but she's at this point, I she has zero chance to win the game. Because she could beat Will, right?
Sure.
Who else?
Thinking. Sunday, she could beat Sunday.
Yeah, I think Will Sunday, there you go.
Brett might have made enough enemies.
I don't know if she could beat Sunday.
She could beat Sunday.
Chris would vote for Sunday.
Sunday hasn't done anything.
Okay. All right. So she has to go with Will.
Except for
and,
go to all the rewards.
So Will, Hannah, and Sunday have to make a run and win the challenges.
Yeah, there you go. And if Hannah's there.
For that to happen. if I have to make a run.
If I'm Jessica, it's kind of like that World Series mentality when your team doesn't go, so you vote for the person that just beat you out for it. So you could be like, well, I lost to the person that won it all, so it wasn't that bad. I would have to, if I was Jessica, I would have to vote for Hannah in that situation if she made it to the end. Like, well, she made it to the end, so, you know, clearly I lost to, I don't know. That's, anyway, we've got some feedback if we want to do that real
quick.
Let's
jump into it.
All right. First one is from Mandy, and she wants to F, marry, kill the three rock drawings from tonight.
I guess you would marry the one that gets you in.
To the reward.
And not have to work for it.
Yeah, that's the one. Definitely marry that
you'd...
one.
You'd...
F the tribal council's rock, because F that man.
No, you'd want to kill it, right? Because you wouldn't want
kill
to...
that. You want to kill that one.
Yeah.
All right.
And I guess just the F is just thrown away.
I guess. I mean, I
unless,
don't...
Unless Ken is somehow involved with that rock. Anyways, but thank you, Mandy.
All right.
Mandy!
Matt says, kind of at a loss for words, what the hell did Adam think he heard? He is the worst player out there and maybe of all time. I'll retract that statement if you can tell me one good move he's made in this game. Every decision has been terrible.
Yeah.
Also, it's time to think of another tiebreaker instead of rocks. Is it time to think of another tiebreaker instead of rocks? I get why they do it.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh!
Last man's or last person standing.
You do know that in Raleigh they have a rock, paper, scissor tournament, right?
Oh, yeah. We do. There's one that we do at Google, usually it's an icebreaker, where the entire room starts to face off rock, paper, scissors. And then whoever wins out of that one, the person that loses then becomes like your
How
your
is
champion.
Your company so high up?
What do you mean?
Rock, paper, scissors, really?
But then, so then basically people start to follow the winners, and then you just have a final two people and then like two sides, people rooting for one or the other.
How long it's does hard. That take? Because there's a lot of employees there, right?
Yeah,
like would... we do it like we did it as our hiring training thing, and there's probably...
Like, oh, so you did it in actual people. Like event that's set aside for people to...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was our like, hiring training, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like you guys are in the middle of like your big room where you have all your little cubicles set up where you're like, hold up, guys, we're going to have...
No, that's a Nerf War. We do Nerf War.
Cancel your meetings for today. We've got some rock, paper, scissoring.
No, we usually do...
Can't put a fiber on that side of Raleigh. We got rock, paper, scissor war to do.
No, but like for real, in Raleigh, they have a rock, paper, scissor tournament. It's like an official thing. My boss and her husband are part of it every year. I swear to God.
So it's chewing tobacco and Bud Light for around the house, right? That's the prize?
No, Raleigh's more sophisticated than that, okay? You have to go to, like, the outside of Raleigh to get that.
I don't know. Bud Light is the beer of choice here. I don't...
No.
In, like, Fuquay Arena. But not,
no, every hockey player...
Okay, you can't count the hockey players that come in from Fuquay Arena.
Okay, it's called the Triangle Rock Paper Scissor Showdown, and it's in March every year. I'm just saying. It does exist.
Anyways,
what's
next for the feedback?
Oh, I trained all year for this. I knew to go paper. I knew it.
All right.
Now I gotta go back, train again. Oh my God. What do they win? What do you win if you're the champion of rock, paper, scissors?
I don't know. I just closed the tab, so I couldn't.
Moving on. What's
I think it's like a
feedback?
Gift card of some sort.
Well, now people are upset because
well,
we didn't
go to Google. Message. Google it.
Boom.
No, because I can't Google it because they're off doing rock, paper, scissors.
No, Nerf Wars. But anyways, continue. Go. Next bit of feedback.
All right. Also, is it time to think of another tiebreaker instead of rocks? I get why they do it, and it was good TV.
We already said that.
But Jess, I'm finishing the freaking sentence.
Did
shut
I
up.
I think I've heard this already.
Yeah.
Also, is it time to think of another tiebreaker instead of rocks?
Why do you keep
question
doing this?
Mark. I get why they do it, and it was good TV, but Jess got screwed pretty hard there. Though, I'd probably be saying it was great TV if Adam drew the black rock. What do you think? I think I'd burn Ponderosa to the ground if that's how I lost. Happy Thanksgiving. All the best to you and your family.
Not only that she's going back to camp and her arch enemy Chris is there. And also Tails is there too. So
yeah.
It's just a lose-lose.
No, I really think that it was like Survivor Final Destination for her.
Like, yeah, she escaped the guillotine. She escaped enough it twice. Then, yeah.
But it was all over. Yeah. Sorry, Jess. But yeah, so that's what I have. Does anybody have anything else to say or point out about this?
Well, no,
because
now I think it is time to tally the votes.
Okay, I do have one question, though.
Oh, gee, why didn't you say it then?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Does anyone have any information? Okay, let's move on. Hey, I got it.
Do we think that moving forward, it's still going to be a David versus Zeke all-out war? Or do we think that there is a common enemy that can unite them and...
They're the only two like good players left, really, that are playing. So I think one of them is going home soon. It's similar to.
So the winner of this war, do they win? I'm blanking on that. Do they win it all?
I think so.
Unless they take each other out, because remember in San Juan No Sir, everybody thought it was going to be Josh versus Jeremy,
yeah,
and
they took each other out pretty quick.
They took each other out right at the merge, which I think it would have gone totally different if John Rocker's girlfriend, whatever her name was, Rachel.
I think it was Rachel.
Okay, well, if she hadn't just quit to go be on the pre-merge trip with him, then. That whole game could have been totally different, but like, just we all thought that that was what we were setting up for. So I think it's feasible that the two of them could take each other out quick.
It could be. Like I said, the blood will be drawn soon, and it'll be interesting to see how the aftermath comes of it.
Yeah,
that's how it was.
You think the people that are so we got 9 people left, right?
Yeah,
or 8 people left. Is it 9?
We have 9 people left, and right now we have. 5, all of Ken's team is intact, and David has lost Jessica.
Now, do you think that someone will be smart and realize that they have to get rid of both David and Zeke?
You'd hope so.
Probably.
I think Adam would have to be smart.
Yeah,
you know,
but
he's saying he's not made any moves. I think Adam would be the one smart enough to say, look, we got to get them both out of there.
And if Adam does, he'll tell Hannah. Hannah will get all awkward about it, and then David and Zeke will find out, join forces, and get them out. There you go. Jinx.
All right. Well, are we now ready to tally the votes?
Yes.
All right. So, first one knocked out today was Chris Hammonds in our preseason picks. Colleen, you said merge. I said pre-merge, pre-swap, which I was wrong, and Jack said merge, so you both get points on Chris. And then for Jessica Lewis, you said pre-merge, second to go.
Colleen, she should have been the second to go.
Colleen said merge, gets a point, and I said pre-merge, first to go. Jack and I were wrong, but Colleen was right. So out of that, Colleen got 2 points. Wow, 2 points. And Jack got 1. That currently... ties it up between
really?
Colleen and Jack right now.
Thank God I made that bet.
Let's.
Can I just say one thing?
Oh my God! You already had one of those.
I have it again.
Go ahead.
Jessica tonight. She did a fake, or I don't know if it's fake or not, but she did a Craigslist posting of her rock that she went home. And the posting reads, rock for sale in excellent condition, like new, only used once, not the color I ordered, $1 million or best offer. Oh, I love that she has humor about this. Okay, sorry, I'm done now.
And then for who we thought was going home this week, we knew it was going to be a double elimination, well, at least 2 eliminations in the 2 hours. First round, I said Sunday, which was not right. Colleen said Jessica. Jack said Jessica. Just flip that one. You would have had points there. And then second one, Colleen said Adam. Jack said Adam, and I said Jay. So no points there. It is now time to pick who we think is going to go home in week 11. I believe, Jack, you pick first.
I'm going to go Brett.
Okay. Any reason there, or just... pulling it out of your butt.
He'll be drunk from the reward challenge and won't be able to do the immunity challenge. And David will get the immunity challenge. So so Brett will be drunk and get voted out.
All right. I'm going to say Adam. If he does use his steel, I think it backfires and ticks people off really bad.
All right.
Colleen, your pick.
I think that Adam's time might be coming to an end.
All right. So Brett, Adam, and Adam, I do think there's a chance David goes home too, but we'll just see how that plays out. The tallies as it stands right now, I have 4, and Jack and Colleen are tied with 10 apiece. I have Adam, who is still in, but probably might go home soon. Jack has Ken, who is still in, and Colleen lost Michaela, repicked Zeke. She has a possible 4 points she could win if Zeke wins. Jack and I both have the still full possible 15 tally points if they win.
Nice.
Now, if one of those get knocked out, we have to make that pick right then and there. Then have a possible 5 points. Colleen was deducted a point because she did not make her pick before the next episode. So she was deduced.
You drew a rock.
I said you had to give me your pick before the next episode. You didn't. You gave it after that one aired.
Shenanigans.
Which gave you a chance to see one more person get voted off, which was an unfair advantage.
I think since we're tied right now, I think that was fair.
Shenanigans.
All right.
Elegant, that's me.
That is it for this week's show. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
All the time.
Also, send an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com and add us at Twitter at Jay and Jack, at Crackpot Jack for Jack, at Luke Vank for myself, and at Colleen84, who is, she told me during this episode that she's now a prolific live tweeter. So definitely check that out.
Hold on. Okay. So just my tweets from tonight, I have 153 retweets or likes.
Wow.
I'm a dead tweeter, so sorry.
Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/jgroup.
Wait, can I ask a question for the live tweeter? Do you take any heat for it?
No. People
on the West Coast don't go, "Oh, you spoiled me."
No, because I hashtag it. Every tweet I hashtag Survivor. So if you're on there, like, you can shut that hashtag off. You don't have to look for it. Look at it. You can turn it off.
How do you shut the hashtag off?
There's a way you could do it. I don't remember off the top of my head. I learned it like a year or so ago, but you can like turn certain hashtags off, I'm pretty sure.
I just live tweet during football games.
Fair enough.
It's usually just anger.
Also, I want to thank people that make this show possible. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Brad from Chicago, and Molly, a new addition to the crew, and all of our patrons. You can see a big thank you list on jayandjack.com. If you'd like to become a patron, click on the Become a Patron link there, or go to patreon.com/jayandjack.
We have a really fun Patreon group.
We do. It's at the $5 or more level. You become a part of that group. And there's a whole bunch of other different levels, which is awesome. Again, it is that shopping season. Use our Amazon link, Amazon.com/JayandJack, and order things normally. It costs nothing extra for you, but a little bit goes to the Jay and Jack crew. All right, guys.
Hey, no, wait. I was one more thing. I was thinking when we get to the $1,000 level, instead of doing a live podcast, let's just post all the messages from the Facebook chat from that group.
Oh, no.
I think that would be the most interesting, because yesterday I'm recording The Walking Dead and I have my phone there, and literally for an hour it was, because I had it on vibrate. I'm like going, and when I finally got done recording
that thing,
I looked, I go, oh my God, there's like 1,000 messages on here. And I said, I can't read these. Sorry. But I just think it'd be interesting that people could get involved with the live, see what's going on.
Yeah. No? Yeah.
Or make that.
No, actually, no, way. No. I don't think that those private messages should be shared anywhere. I'm gonna nix that right now and kick you out of that group.
All right, guys, that is it for this week.
We'll
see you next week for a new Survivor.
No, I can't.
If you like to see all the other podcasts we do, like Westworld, Broadcast, Married Man Show and more, go to janejack.com/iTunes. Got a full page there with all of them to check them out. All right, guys. See you next week.
One more thing.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm just kidding.
Until everybody have a happy Thanksgiving that celebrates it. Otherwise, just have a happy Thursday. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye. Peace out.